Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and it is time for class session 591. And you'll need to get your Bible at this time if you want to follow along in the reading. We're going to read from 2 Kings chapter 10, beginning in verse 12. And we're in the midst of reading about Jehu. You see, Elisha came to Jehu through one of his servants and anointed Jehu to be king over Israel. At the time, there was a son of Ahab reigning as king by the name of Joram, and a daughter of Ahab and Jezebel was queen in Jerusalem, for she had married the son of David, Ahaziah. And it was both Jezebel and Athaliah, that was the daughter of Jezebel, it was their desire to turn Israel away from the worship of Jehovah to the worship of Baal. And God had about had enough of this, and so he sent Jehu to destroy all of the seed of Ahab and to kill Jezebel and then all of their sons. And then he turned Jezebel loose on the prophets of Baal. And so there was a great cleansing with Jehu. Jehu did not serve God faithfully after this, but turned to the ways of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, in worshiping those golden calves. But he did do this cleansing of the throne in Israel and of those prophets of Baal. And we're going to be reading about that in 2 Kings chapter 10. We already read how that he had come and slew those two brothers-in-laws, Joram, that was king over Israel, and then he slew Ahaziah, that was king in Jerusalem. And then he put to death Jezebel by having her thrown out of a window and running over her with his chariot. And the dogs came and ate Jezebel. And then he had all of Ahab's sons put to death, 70 of them. And now he's going to turn on the prophets of Baal. 2 Kings chapter 10 and verse 12. We'll be reading that in just a moment. Before we do, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let us turn to read the Bible story right out of the Bible itself. 2 Kings chapter 10 and verse 12. Now this is talking about Jehu. And he arose and departed and went to Samaria. And as he was in the shearing house of the shepherds in the way, Jehu met with the brethren of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and said, "Who are ye?" And they said, "We are the brethren of Ahaziah, and we go down to salute the children of the king and the children of the queen." And he said, "Take them alive." And they took them alive and slew them at the pit of the shearing house, even 42 men. Neither left he any of them. 2 Kings chapter 10 in verse 15. And when he was departed thence, he lighted on Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him, and he saluted him and said to him, "Is thy heart right as my heart is with thy heart?" And Jehonadab answered, "It is. If it be, give me thy hand." And he gave him his hand, and he took him up to him in the chariot. And he said, "Come with me and see my zeal for Jehovah." So they made him ride in his chariot. And when he came to Samaria, he smote all that remained unto Ahab in Samaria, until he had destroyed him, according to the word of Jehovah which he spake to Elijah. 2 Kings chapter 10 and verse 18. And Jehu gathered all the people together and said unto them, "Ahab served Baal a little, but Jehu will serve him much. Now therefore call unto me all the prophets of Baal, and all his worshippers, and all his priests, and let none be wanting, for I have a great sacrifice to do to Baal. Whosoever shall be wanting, he shall not live. But Jehu did it in subtlety, to the intent that he might destroy the worshippers of Baal. And Jehu said, Sanctify a solemn assembly for Baal. And they proclaimed it. And Jehu sent through all Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left that came not. And they came into the house of Baal, and the house of Baal was filled from one end to another. And he said unto them that was over the vestry, Bring forth vestments for all the worshippers of Baal. And he brought them forth vestments. And Jehu went, and Jehonadab the son of Rechab, into the house of Baal. And he said unto the worshippers of Baal, Sirach, and look that there be, search, and look that there be here with you none of the servants of Jehovah, but the worshippers of Baal only. And they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. Now Jehu had appointed him 80 men without, and said, If any of the men whom I bring into your hands escape, him that letteth them go, his life shall be for the life of him. 2 Kings chapter 10 and verse 25. And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, that Jehu said to the guard and to the captains, Go in and slay them, and let none come forth. And they smote them with the edge of the sword, and the guard and the captains cast them out, and went into the city of the house of Baal, and they brought forth the pillars that were in the house of Baal, and burned them. And they brake down the pillar of Baal, and brake down the house of Baal, and made it a draught house unto this day. And Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. 2 Kings chapter 10 and verse 29. Howbeit, from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, wherewith he made Israel to sin, Jehu departed not from after them, to wit, the golden calves that were in Bethel and that were in Dan. And Jehovah said unto Jehu, Because thou hast done well in executing that which is right in mine eyes, and hath done to the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart, thy sons of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of Jehovah, the God of Israel, with all his heart. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, wherewith he made Israel to sin. 2 Kings chapter 10 and verse 32. In those days Jehovah began to cut off Israel, and Hazael smote them in all the borders of Israel, from the Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, the Gadites, and the Reubenites, and the Manassehites, from Aroer, which is by the valley of Arun, even to Gilead and Bashan. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu, and all that he did, and all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And Jehoahaz, his son, reigned in his stead. And the time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. Now, the names in these stories can be confusing, and I know that, but what we've read about is how that Jehu killed both the king of Israel and the king of Judah. And the king of Judah, in the book of Chronicles, is called Jehoshaphat. Now, we're going to read in 2 Chronicles chapter 21 now about how his son came to reign on his throne. Now, this son, named Jehoram, he actually had two names. He's called both Jehoram and Joram. He was the son of Jehoshaphat and Athaliah. Athaliah, being the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, meant he was the grandson of Ahab and Jezebel. and his mother-in-law, Athaliah, we're going to see, was every bit as wicked, if not more so, than her mother, Jezebel. But let's read about his story now in 2 Chronicles chapter 21, beginning in verse 1. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Jehoram his son reigned in his stead. And he had brethren, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, and Jehiel, and Zechariah, and Azariah, and Michael, and Shephatah, and all those were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. And their father gave them great gifts of silver and of gold and precious things with fortified cities in Judah. But the kingdom gave he to Jehoram, because he was the firstborn. Now when Jehoram was risen up over the kingdom of his father, and had strengthened himself, he slew all his brethren with the sword, the divers also of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem, and he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab to wife, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah. Howbeit Jehovah would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant he had made with David, and as he had promised, to give a lamp to him and his children always. In 2 Chronicles chapter 21 in verse 8. And in his days Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah, and made a king over themselves. Then Jehoram passed over with his captains and all his chariots with him, and he rose up by night and smote the Edomites that compassed him about, and the captains of the chariots. So Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah unto this day, as did Libnah revolt at the same time from under his hand, because he had forsaken Jehovah, the God of his fathers. 2 Chronicles 21:11. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah, and made the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the harlot, and led Judah astray. And there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of David thy father, because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat thy father, nor in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but hast walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the harlot like the house of Ahab did, and also have slain thy brethren of thy father's house who were better than thyself, behold, Jehovah will smite thee with a great plague, thy people, and thy children, and thy wives, and all thy substance. And thou shalt have great sickness by disease of the bowels, until thy bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. And Jehovah stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines, and of the Arabians that are beside the Ethiopians. And they came up against Judah, and brake into it, and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, and his sons also, and his wives, so there was never a son left to him, save Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. And after all this, Jehovah smote him in the bowels with an incurable disease. And it came to pass in the process of time at the end of 2 years, that his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness, and he died of a sore disease. And the people made no burning for him like the burning of their fathers. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and he departed without being desired. And they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulcher of the kings. So now we're going to see that this husband of Athaliah being dead, Athaliah has her chance. And we're going to see how Athaliah now arises and tries to usurp her authority as queen and turn Jerusalem over to the worship of Baal. And in doing so, we're going to read how she killed all her grandchildren so that they could not contest the throne with her. That is, all but one, Joash, the little baby, was saved. And that's how we're going to read about how the priest Jehoiada saved Israel by saving this son.